Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a beautiful day in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's time, as we are in March, which means next week you could move forward in your clocks. You get more daylight. And we want some daylight on some topics that we will present now as part of Cook and Joe's Midday Madness. That's right. It's time for another radio version of the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown, which is on the air every Sunday night, 11:35. We have Ron Cook, established journalist for many, many decades here in Pittsburgh. Joe Starkey, who's done the same, both are multimedia people. They write, they talk, they put spin on subjects. And that's what we want here today. Ron Cook, we're going to begin with you, our first topic today. And since we're in March Madness, it's going to be a March Madness question. Michigan State yesterday beat number two Michigan. In the last 13 days, they have beaten a number two ranked team. They beat a number four ranked team in Ohio State. They beat a number five ranked team in Illinois. But their overall record is sub 500, 9-11 in the Big Ten. Should they make the tournament field?
Didn't they just get beat by earlier last week by Michigan by like 40 points too, if I'm not mistaken?
And
then they came back and won yesterday. You know, Bob, I haven't followed college basketball much this year. I can't even keep track of who's playing or when. I'm more interested, is Duke going to get in? I guess North Carolina is going to get in. I mean, I'm just fascinated to watch if Duke is going to get in. I don't know what to tell you on Michigan State. I just haven't followed college basketball that closely.
Are you kidding us here, Pomp? You're hitting us with a Michigan State basketball question off the top? This is unbelievable.
I wanted to keep you off guard. You didn't expect it, but we're in March. Why not? We'll kick it off that way.
I don't know if they should make the tournament. I have no idea. What are they, 9-11 in the Big Ten?
Yes.
Has anybody, do teams normally routinely make it with losing conference records? I suppose
they have big
from
wins,
time
Joe.
To time in the bigger conference. I guess. I don't know. I love Michigan. I love watching Michigan this year. My answer to that question is, Bob, it's an outrage that it was even asked. And I think Ron agrees.
Thank you, Joe. I was thinking the exact same thing because I am not watching. I've not watched college basketball. I can't watch
Michigan State basketball. He hits us with. I can't name one guy on their team, Bob. Come on. Let's go Pittsburgh stuff.
Okay. If you don't like that, you're going to hate this, Joe. What about Lee Westwood's approach to number 12 yesterday at the Arnold Palmer Invitational?
Okay.
Should he have taken an 8-iron or a 7-iron? What do you think he did, and why should he have changed his selection? No, I'm just kidding.
Certainly
next question.
The 7-iron in that case. And I'm sure there was a big controversy in that tournament over ball placement again, right? Is that the big excitement in golf these days where
Westwood
you put your ball?
Oh, come on, Joe. You got to. I'm going to convert you guys into playing golf. Let's move on. We'll start with the Penguins because Ron Hextall's made one move so far, and that is to bring in a guy he drafted in Philadelphia. Looks like a nice move for now, but it adds to depth on their blue line. If everyone's healthy, they have as many as 10 blue liners. So, Joe, what must they do at the trade deadline to help a fourth line, which has been invisible so far, and who of those guys would you trade?
Who of which guys? On my blue line?
Defensive depth, yes, on the blue line.
Okay. Pettersson is the guy I would trade. I think they now suddenly have too many left-handed defensemen. I personally would like to see Pierre-Olivier Joseph back with this team, and I'd like to see him on the third pair. I think he needs to be on a pair where he's the guy. I think putting him with Letang, they were desperate at the time. I get it, but I don't think that's the best situation for him. I think Pettersson has a contract that is prohibitive moving forward. I think he's an okay player. He's a guy that I would look to trade and maybe look to receive something in return, just what you're talking about there, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be able to move him or not. He is making a lot of money. I'm not as high on P.O. Joseph as you are, Joe. I was early, but then it looked like the game really caught up to him, and I think the kid needs to play. You know, more than just third pair minutes. Now, maybe it'll end up coming down to him. But, I mean, Pettersson is obviously the guy to trade. Matheson maybe, but Matheson is in the same situation making a lot of money too. I like him better than Pettersson anyway, Bob.
All right, next topic is Tom Wilson. He got a 7-game suspension for his hit on Brandon Carlo. It didn't look like all that much. He didn't target the head, but the head was compromised there. But he has a history. He got 7 games. Joe, just right, too much, or too little?
Too little in the end. I mean, the problem here is that you can create for yourself a clean record. Like, as far as the NHL is concerned, Tom Wilson says that, or Tom Wilson falls under the category of not a repeat offender. I think it's something like 18 months, something like that. If you don't have a suspension, your record is basically clean, and they don't adjudicate as if you're a repeat offender. How can that be? So if Marty McSorley came out of retirement right now, he wouldn't be a repeat offender either? I mean, what a stupid rule, Ron.
Well, I'm writing about this in the Post-Gazette tomorrow. I'm glad they gave him 7 games. I didn't think they were going to give him any after what they did last week. I mean, the spear, you know, Ovechkin to the groin was just hideous, and then the Brett Pesce slew foot, you know, no penalty, $5,000 fines. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The league needs to do a better job of protecting the players, and the players need to have a little more respect for each other as well. I think it's a disgrace that Wilson's getting away with what he did, but I'm not surprised. I'm surprised that he's getting as much as he is, I guess, Bob.
Next topic would involve the Steelers, and I'm going to ask you guys to look beyond next year. Their long-term quarterback situation. What is it, Joe?
Don't know. Have no idea. I know what it's not. It's not Mason Rudolph, and nobody can convince me that it is. I also don't think it's Dwayne Haskins, so I guess to sort of fudge on your question a little bit, it's a player we don't know of yet. And it could be, listen, we've seen teams, we've seen quarterbacks just come out of nowhere and wind up on teams. Every offseason is different. Tom Brady's on the Buccaneers. Phil Rivers had a good year for the Colts. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff. Now we see guys wanting out. Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. Could be one of those where it's where unexpectedly a player arises that you can suddenly get, like a Carson Wentz, for your future. Or, and I think this is more likely, it's a guy they draft, and I think it's a guy they draft next year.
Well, my fear is we're going to have 20 years like we had between Bradshaw and Ben. You don't know who they're going to draft. Are they going to find somebody they love? They loved Mason Rudolph, you know, just a couple years ago. I mean, how many times did we hear them say we had first-round grade on them? So they may find somebody. I'm just worried that it's going to be 20-some more years before they get another franchise quarterback.
Okay, gentlemen, the next question
is depressing.
It is depressing. But you never know. I mean, Dwayne Haskins has a lot of talent. A lot of people are convinced he can still play in this league. Will he get the opportunity here? But that's not the question. The question I have is they're going to need help from a lot of other players already on their roster. Mike Tomlin often talks about in your third year, you need to make a jump. So of these three players, which of them will make a jump? Cornerback Justin Lane, third-round pick 3 years ago. This is his third year coming up. Tight end Zach Gentry, fifth-round pick, or running back Anthony McFarlane, last year's fourth-round pick. Ron, we'll start with you. Which of those three do you think can step up and become actually a contributor?
I don't know if any of them can, Bob. I'm not sold on any of those guys. You know, I know, I believe Joe, at least, and I don't want to speak for him, was pretty high on McFarland when they picked him. I wasn't at that pick. You know, I guess I would probably go with the cornerback Lane. I mean, I think he has a chance to get some playing time next year, but I'm not at all convinced he's going to step up and be any good.
None, Bob. But if you're asking me if I had to pick one, I might pick Gentry. I was high on McFarland, and then he had opportunities to make plays, and nothing happened. Just nothing happened. And I know things can change over the first to second year, but it wasn't like a lot was asked of him last year. He had some opportunities, and then you go back and you actually look at plays and you wonder, does he have like the vision that you need to be a running back in the NFL? Like, what is he at this level? I don't know. I'm not convinced, and I'm certainly not convinced with Justin Lane. So I guess I'll go with Gentry. Can he block? I don't even know. But the short answer is none of the three.
All right. Now we turn to Pirates. Ron, I'll start with you on this one because they're looking for a closer, although we're seeing maybe
this
a change.
This is exciting, Bob. May I interject with that? I find this very stimulating. Ron, you?
Long as we weren't talking about Michigan State basketball.
Well, come on now. It's March. We're supposed to talk about that. But we're talking now about the situation with the Pirates' closers. First of all, you can argue, what are they closing? Because they may never have a lead to need their closer. But the league itself seems to be changing. We've seen that with the use of bullpens early in games. Starters don't go 5 innings, 6 innings. Max, it seems these days, very few do. So, Ron, is it important that they actually identify a closer, or do they need just to put whoever's hot, or matchup-wise makes sense?
Well, I think your point with the Pirates, they may not have many leads to protect. So for in their case, I don't think it is important. But I do think you need one of those guys. Now, if you're going to have just a mediocre, lousy year, then it's okay to go with whoever you want to, depending on the situation. But I was always taught that the 25th, 26th, and 27th outs of a game are the hardest ones to get. I want somebody that has proven he can do it. I think it's an incredibly important job because you lose those games. Nothing is more demoralizing than when you play for, you know, 3 hours, get a lead, and then the closer comes in and blows it in 5 minutes. I do think it's an important job, although I don't think it's an important job with these Pirates.
Bob, the only thing that matters is that they get the number one pick. So I would treat the closer position this year like the Penguins did their goalie position in 83-84, honestly. And put people in who can't do it. I want the number one pick, period. And if that means going with young guys, giving them a look, going with veterans who aren't that good, that appears to be the plan anyway. So it doesn't matter this year. I shouldn't say that. It does matter. It matters that they get the number one pick. That's what I'm looking at to be gained from this season.
So you want back-to-back number one picks. They have it this year. You're looking for another one next year, and that can only help them if they do it the right way. And that'll conclude this edition of the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown on radio, the Cook and Joe version. We thank you for joining us, and tune in again next week right here on 93.7 The Fan. Joe?
That was really good, Bob. Ron, we can't do that like he can.
I can't believe you didn't want to talk about Michigan State. What's wrong? I mean, this is March. Come on, guys.
Michigan State? I haven't seen them play for 1 second this year.
But anyways, the question was, at 9-11, but with a lot of marquee wins, are they worthy of being in the field? That's all.
I would have to look at the field, though. Are you really coming? You're doubling down on this thing, Bob?
Yeah.
Ron?
I am. And if you would allow me, I'd double down on golf, too, but you won't.
No, you're right about that. We won't.
Did you like my little Phil Mickelson headline I had in there for you? How about him dropping out of the top 100?
Well, I mean, he's fallen that far. I'm not surprised by that, but I still think he's going to do what he has to do on the senior tour, the champion tour, and he'll make a lot of money there.
Will he ever win another major, Bob?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
Tiger
he
will
could.
Never win another one either, right?
Well, that all depends on how but I doubt that. But, they got the Players' Championship this week. I know you guys are into that. That's the Island Green, number 17 at Ponte Vedra. A lot of balls will be going to water. You need a lot of balls.
A lot of balls will be misplaced as well, I'm sure. I don't know, Bob. I can't watch it. I just can't. I tried for a couple weeks there. I told you my wife got into it because of her Aunt Patty. And so I watched one tournament, and it was okay. But I can't, especially now with the weather better. For me to sit inside on a Saturday or a Sunday and watch grass grow like that, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Bob lives in a different world than we live in, Joe. You know that. He's a country club set guy.
No,
We're not.
Well, I will tell
you this. Joe, we're not among the beautiful people.
The golf, PGA golf, has outdrawn hockey and NBA every time it goes up against itself. Now, I'm talking about national games, not local.
Really?
But national games, yep.
But the U.S. Open was way down, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think all last year was all messed up, you know, just because of the timing of it, when golf was being played, even like the Masters in November. I'm going to be interested because next month the Masters returns in its regular month, which is April. So we'll see. I think that you'll see a totally different number there.
Bob, you ever been to the Masters?
Yes.
Of course he has.
Have you played Augusta?
Yes.
Of course he has.
I knew that was going to be the end. I was going to say, call up your good friend Jim Nance. He could hook you up, but I guess you've already been hooked up, huh?
Yeah, I've been fortunate that way. I love great golf courses, and that's why you guys should play, because it's a great way to take your mind off all of this stuff and just get out there and enjoy the fresh air.
Joe,
so
don't you wish that
anytime you want to take a lesson, Ron, you let me know. I'll set you up. You'll have a wonderful time.
Don't you, Joe, don't you wish he would give up on this whole we're going to get you to play golf routine? Seriously, do I have to listen to that every week?
I am interested in going to some of these tournaments with him, though, that he runs.
Oh, you're interested in the
food.
Red
there's
carpet.
Free food.
The red carpet treatment is
yes.
what you're interested in.
Have you been to Nance's house, Bob?
No, but I have an invitation to do it, and I think I will in the coming year, yes.
Now, can you take Ron and I there? I think we'd be interested in that. Can we get in there?
I can certainly try.
You taking Pony with you? The Pony Pomp podcast had Nance on a week
right,
ago
and
or so.
And Pony got an invite from him as well. And Pony doesn't think genuine, but I think it is. Jim wouldn't do it if he didn't think it was something he wanted to do. He has a great par 3 hole in his backyard, and he's had a lot of people try a shot at it.
I know. I saw Brady and Peyton Manning when Nance wasn't home. Did you see that on, I don't know what it was, ESPN Plus or something? They had those two. Just went there and played when Nance wasn't even home. I'm sure you have those privileges, yes?
Yeah, and he told us during that podcast of ours that the last swing Arnold Palmer ever took before he died was at his backyard on that
hole. Wow. That's cool. All right, coming up, let's get into fans. I want to get back to that TV thing that you just talked about, like whether we think this coming sports year is going to be different than what we saw this past year, and it was just about a year ago today that we pretty much went to our houses instead of being in the studio. Let's talk about that and also fans back in the stands in Chicago. I'm going to tell you how many next on Cook and Joe and Pomp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.